Just after 8 o'clock on McCurley in the Morning, that was Rodney Atkins. Let's take a back road. And, you know, when you're riding down the road, you find people like Michael Brennan, our executive vice president, joining me here on McCurley in the Morning. And, you know, Michael Brennan, we're getting ready to go into some high school sports again. Again, it's here whether you're ready for it or not. It's been a few changes to how we're going to do things, and no better person to talk about this than Michael Brennan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm here.
It's a lot of great changes, and yeah, Thursday night kicking it all off in Childersburg. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's like a game for the ages, right? Like that's a big one.
I will tell you, Coach Adam Fawcett used to roam the sidelines there at the old John Cox Stadium as a head coach of Childersburg.
Yeah.
Now you got Matt Zediker, Adam Fawcett's at B.B. Comer. And I'm going to tell you, Adam Fawcett's looking forward to going back home and trying to beat his old school. And I'm going to tell you, Childersburg's community is ready to win.
I was going to say, I mean, this is definitely an exciting moment for the area of South Talladega County. Especially all the rich history there. It's just going to be a great game, especially the old John Cox Stadium. I mean, like, there's just a lot of rich history there, and looking forward to being a part of it all for sure.
Absolutely. And, of course, our roles have changed a little bit with these schools that we cover. I think I did over 115 games last year.
Yeah.
A bunch. And that's something I wanted to lead you into because it's not going to be any different in 2026-27.
Yeah, if anything, we're ramping it up. And I think, you know, that was kind of the lead-in of your question was what exactly has changed. This year, what we have done with Sylacauga, Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville is entered into a new exclusive broadcast agreement, essentially. And what this looks like is the school has designated us as the exclusive broadcast partner for athletics. So that means during live broadcasts, live games, when it comes to any play-by-play action, video, audio, we're talking about all things radio, TV, streaming, you know, video, I should say, video streaming, anything in that realm of a broadcast, live and on demand, is our exclusive product and right to broadcast. It's really a product of the school, but it's our broadcast product. And so what that means is that the exclusive part, that applies to the broadcast itself. I want to make a clear distinction that there's a difference between broadcasting and coverage. Coverage of the game still is available. Media outlets, you can still cover the schools, you know, report on the games, conduct interviews, use highlights. That doesn't mean that, you know, other local media or Birmingham media can come and do highlights of games. All this means is just the broadcast portion of it, the live play-by-play. And so really where this kind of boils down is pretty much like what you would expect, you know, any given Saturday if you were watching a game, you know, for college football. So think about like a big college football game. If ESPN has the rights to broadcast that game, that does not mean that the local television station can't cover it. They can send a reporter, which I did this when I was in Mobile working at NBC 15 and at Fox 10.
Yep.
You can send a reporter, shoot highlights, interview the coaches, talk about the game on the news, do a stand-up on the field, highlights, write stories about it. What you can't do is set up another full live broadcast of the same game. So ESPN has entered into that agreement, granted the right to carry the game from beginning to end, and that's essentially what we're talking about here, just on a local level. Now, the school owns those broadcast rights. The school and Radio Alabama agreed that we would be the exclusive partner responsible for producing and distributing the full live broadcast. So when we take on that responsibility, we are putting every effort towards it. Resources, equipment, personnel, hundreds of hours making that product happen. And so that is where the exclusivity comes in. And we could talk more about what those details look like as you want to.
Yeah, I'm going to get Michael to stick around because in amidst this hit-kicking country, we want to tell you what to expect out of Radio Alabama. I don't want to cover any grounds of what somebody else may or may not do. That's up to them. But as far as our company here, I want Michael Brandon to touch on here in just a few minutes on what we're going to do, what you can expect from us. And I promise you, as he said just a few moments ago, we're going to ramp it up. I mean, I'm just here to tell you. So
absolutely.
We're not going to be on a low like a Rocky Mountain low right now from Corey Kent. Keith Urban on Hit Kicking Country Kicks 100.3. I liked that song in the 70s. I like it probably even a little better now. That's Summer Breeze. Michael Brennan, the Executive Vice President of Radio Alabama, in studio with me. We've been talking about what we're planning on doing for 2026-27 sports, high school sports here. And we're talking about exclusivity. We talked about some changes. We're going to try to ramp things up. Why is it important for Radio Alabama to have exclusivity, Michael?
So exclusivity, this is really exciting. And this is really no different than what we normally would see at a collegiate or professional level. This is just at a high school level here. Exclusivity is important because it allows us to justify and protect the investment we're making in these schools and their student athletes. And when I say that, people immediately start to think, oh, is that money? What does that mean? So the question is there a financial component of it? Of course there is a financial component of it, because none of this is free to produce. But it's not simply about collecting money from the broadcast. In many ways, we are putting money back into the product. So breaking that down, we are paying students to help us work on these broadcasts. We are building and maintaining athletic websites and apps for the schools at no charge to them. We're purchasing cameras, production equipment. We're having new streaming technology and video rights. The huddle cameras is a big investment that we have with some of these schools as well. The cameras that get the teams to be able to break down the film coverage and be able to exchange and get stats within their athletic programs. And just this year, you know, we've created every school has tents, new tents on the sidelines, shirts, signage, other materials for these programs. We're paying broadcasters and production personnel, and we are covering hundreds of games throughout the year. This is not just 10 games during football season and maybe two or one for your one school. So a gentleman that I spoke with yesterday was calling about this once they saw the press release online, and he said, I said, well, you know, what school do you, you know, are you looking to get, you know, that you like? And he said, B.B. Comer. And I said, well, great. You're going to have not just two games, you're going to have 10 games. You're going to have all 10 games to listen to and watch on demand and live all year long. But not just that, we're going to give you basketball, baseball, and
softball.
Yeah. We go through the whole year depending on what the coverage looks like, the personnel and the agreement with the school. And so, but going back to why that exclusivity looks important, our sponsors are investing in that entire product as well. So exclusivity gives us the confidence to continue to make those investments. You know, if we're going to spend the money, provide the technology, hire the people, train and pay the students, build a first-class product around these schools, we have to know that the value of the product is protected. That is first and foremost very, very vital to us. And by that nature, that means that the school recognizes that we are giving them a platform unlike anybody else for them to showcase the greatness about what's happening in their schools in a way that is at a professional level. And so that's really what exclusivity is all about. It allows us to invest more, do more for the schools, provide more opportunities for students to give our sponsors confidence that their investment is clearly going into a defined product. And ultimately, the fans benefit because they're getting all of this coverage free of charge. There's zero cost to the fans. There is no paywall. It's never going to be behind a paywall. It is absolutely free. You don't have to have a subscription for cable or for, you know, anything to watch online. So that is really an awesome part of what we're able to provide.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I'm going to throw one more element in. When dealing with exclusivity, okay, mm-hmm. we cover also in these four schools that we cover, one of them is a 1A school, one is a 2A, and one is a 3A school. So we're kind of on the smaller plateau
sure.
of high schools with three of these four teams. With that being said, Michael, when you approach these gymnasiums, these football fields, 1A and 2A and 3A schools don't have the largest facilities to accommodate a lot of media.
Mm-hmm.
Not to saying that we're trying to kick anybody else out, but I'm just saying by our rights being protected with the school that we are in contract with, we have first right of refusal to be where we need to be to make our consumers viewing, listening, whatever the case may be, of that broadcast, the best that it can possibly be.
Yeah, David, you're spot on. And, you know, at the end of the day, here's the deal. We believe in these schools. We believe in their student athletes. We believe in their communities. We want our actions throughout the entire year to demonstrate that commitment. And that goes far beyond just showing up on a Friday night and coming back the next Friday night or not, because we're only covering just a certain amount of games and that's it. These agreements, as I mentioned, they also protect, you know, our sponsors as well. And protecting these partnerships with schools, with sponsors that all go involved with this is not about simply protecting Radio Alabama. That is not. It's about protecting the product that the schools have entrusted us to create and the investment that we have made into it. And another point of this that is maybe overlooked or not recognized in some capacity is that there's also a clear legal framework here. Alabama law specifically gives public K-12 schools sole authority to determine which media organization or organizations may cover or broadcast their right. regular season yep. sporting events. And so that allows the schools to contract that coverage. So that authority is contained in an Alabama code. You can look it up. It was in 2021 when this was passed by Governor Ivey. The current AHSAA, the current Alabama High School Athletic Association handbook, similarly states that each member school has sole discretion to determine which media organization or organizations may cover the broadcast for its regular sporting events. Postseason and championship events, they remain subject and separate to the Alabama High School Athletic right. Association, to its media requirements. It's just like if you're watching the Atlanta Braves on Braves Vision on the mm-hmm. MLB network.
Yep.
And in the postseason, you don't get them. They go to Fox or they go to TBS yep. or they go to whatever they, so it's literally no different than that same concept. And so our agreements are developed within that framework. These agreements were both entered into by both parties as well. And that's also something to be aware of. All coaches were communicated with, all principals were communicated with, mm-hmm. superintendents were communicated with, all gave their blessing on all of this. There was nobody that we looked at and said, oh, we're going to pull the wool over their eyes and pull one over on somebody. Everybody had a seat at the table on all of this, and everybody was in agreement. So we are just super thankful to have that opportunity to do this. And we're looking forward to a great season upcoming to be able to do this, and for years to come, it's going to be fantastic.
We're going to talk about what this means for the student and the student athlete when we come back on McCurley in the Morning. Right now, everything, I keep getting this message from Lee Perriman, and he tells me this every year, almost every month, almost every day, Michael. He tells me everything's going to be all right.
that's
what Darius Rucker says right now. Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma on Hit Kicking Country Kicks 100.3. Michael Brennan in studio with me. And of course, he's down the hall every morning. And he's taking the time out this morning to come in here and talk to me about a lot of things that are going on. Listen, I've worked in this field for a long, long time, Michael. I've never worked for a company that does things the right way as far as crossing their T's, dotting their I's. Can't tell you how many kids I've gone to cover in the last couple of years with scholarships, through rodeo, through soccer, through bass fishing, through volleyball. I ain't talking about just football here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about everything we do. We try our very best to spread the peanut butter levelly on a piece of bread.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. You know, really, when we look at this, we truly do look at who it's benefiting, okay? We see the opportunity when we go to these schools that we have formed great relationships with over the course of, you know, the past decade since I've been here. And we say, okay, how can we really partner with the schools? Dr. Eller comes in here every week. We do the midweek minute with the superintendent every week, which you hear here on your show. And whenever she brings in a guest, she always tells the guest, you know, when I first got here, Radio Alabama said they wanted to have a true partnership, and that is what this is. And we are so grateful for that. And Dr. Lacey has said the same thing. I mean, when you went just recently and you did the in-service day, mm-hmm. the kickoff thing, you know, I wouldn't say pride ourselves on that because it's wrong to be prideful and boastful about that. But we recognize the fact that in the community we are looked to have and uphold a reputation that is something that is professional and that we hopefully conduct ourselves doing the right way. And if we don't, I'll be the first to tell you that we don't. I'll be the first to talk to you and tell you, hey, we messed up, or we probably need to reconsider that, or I'll sit there and talk to you. I want to listen and hear what you have to say. But at the end of the day, when we are looking at all of this and we're saying, okay, well, who does this benefit? We want it to benefit the students and the student athletes first and foremost. We would not have a product to put on the air if it was not for them. Mm-hmm. That is where all of this comes to fruition, right? We have the investment that we're giving back to them in terms of the tents and the t-shirts and the websites and the apps and financial donations, meals, team meals, whatever it may be. And that is not to discredit anybody else that does that.
No.
Any other media organization, any other organization in general, any nonprofit, any other business, that is not what this is about. We know that the product that we are broadcasting and that we are producing has the opportunity to have so many eyes on it that it would be a disservice to us, to our team, to our team members like you, our support staff, the students, the schools, and the sponsors, if we did not pursue something like this. And again, I said it in the first segment, I said it in the second segment, this is no different than anything else that we normally encounter with, you know, an ESPN agreement with a local television station. That was a very long answer for the right. question that you had for how do students get involved. Students who want to learn broadcasting, we are open to them being involved with this. So getting real hands-on experience running cameras, assisting with the production in the booth, learning that technology, helping cover their own schools. We have done it in many different ways. No school is the same cookie cutter in terms of our agreement with them in terms of content. We have had schools where we have students on the sideline that they'll take pictures. You know, they're taking pictures for a class. They're getting credit for that. We have the opportunity for them to put it on the website. If they do any kind of video production where they interview a player, hey, let's put it on the website. So those are opportunities for students to be able to get involved and really showcase their talents that might not be playing on the surface. Student athletes, they get significantly more exposure. And what I mean by that is, you know, we're covering more sports, we're telling more stories, we're posting scores, schedules, we're producing live broadcasts. We're creating on-demand content that remains available after the game. And it is more than football. I've kind of alluded to this earlier. So volleyball, basketball, baseball, softball, those players or other athletes, they should have the opportunities to be covered too. You just mentioned it, rodeo, bass fishing, all those things. So the goal is a year-round relationship with the entire athletic department. It is not just focused on what football is the main driver of all athletics. Yeah. And I will go on the right. I've worked in this industry for far too long to know. And, you know, if you have any sense about you at all, you know, football is going to be the one that drives revenue. It's going to be the one that drives eyeballs. It's going to be the one that drives butts in seats, right? In terms of people watching. And so we know that that has the most magnifying glass on it, if you will, the biggest magnifying glass on it. And everything trickles downstream. Then that's not to say that basketball and baseball and volleyball and all of those other sports will bring in, especially if they're performing well.
Well,
especially.
I'll tell you, there's a head basketball coach at Chillsburg High School and an assistant basketball coach that played 14 years in the NBA. Their place is usually packed most every night.
Sure.
Basketball. We covered the Fayetteville High School baseball state championship game, in which our owner explained to me that we broke the internet. Okay.
That's a bit of an exaggeration.
It is
a bit,
let me explain this, and I don't want people to stop doing this because I love this on Friday and or whatever nights that I'm broadcasting a game. But Michael, my phone absolutely goes dead on a Friday night covering baseball or football, whatever the case may be, from people talking about the fact that they couldn't come to the game. They didn't get off work in time. Mm-hmm. We can hear it. And now for all four of these schools, you're going to be able to stream it and see it.
Yeah.
And that is what we're trying to do for these four schools that we cover.
So, you know, we recognize, that's a really great example, David, about the fact that we broke the internet. What's funny, and I'll give you a little background on what that means exactly. Our internet streams can only take so many streams at one time, or so many user sessions at one time, if that makes sense. And so when you exceed, I think it's maybe like 500 listeners at one time, that means you're on your phone, I'm on my phone, then that means that the stream is essentially, it stops. It, like, you can't have any more people come in. It's like going into a movie theater. Like, you only can only sell so many tickets. You can't let anybody else in. So what we had to do during that state championship game was move or open up more streams for more people to listen. I think we ended up having like 2,000 people simultaneously listening at one time. That was just online. That doesn't count the radio. And that doesn't count how many people are at the game themselves.
And I can tell you right now, there was probably 2,000 people at Jacksonville State that evening. And I know, you know, we're kind of going down a rabbit hole here, but I want our audience to understand that we're going to do whatever is available for us to make sure that our consumer, and hey, does it take advertising dollars for people to do this? Yes, it does. We also want to make sure, Michael Brennan, that we give our advertisers exactly what they deserve and what they are paying for.
Yeah, and it's so vital to know that the advertisers trust the product as well. That is one thing that we do not take lightly. When we go, if you're a listener, if you're a business owner right now that is within the sound of my voice, that you know that I have seen you before, or we have had an agreement with our company where we have had you on the air when it comes to sports like this, it is not something that we take lightly.
No.
We go through a very rigorous process of making sure that ads are produced correctly, that they get played on the air. You can attest to this, David. You have a checklist sheet, literally, of all of the advertisers and sponsors, as we say, that are on there with a checklist to make sure that they're all at least being played the minimum number of times to make sure that they can get all in, because it's a finite number of times. And then whatever's on top of the cake, icing on top of the cake, if you've exhausted that list, you're getting extra and extra and extra.
And I'll add something to that. Let's say you're in a basketball game and you don't have many timeouts and the basketball game's over with. Yeah. I have a longer pregame and postgame to make sure
Yeah.
That those advertisers get exactly what they deserve, if not more.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a very rigorous thing, and I'm telling you, we want to make sure that not only our schools, our advertisers, but more importantly, our consumers and our listeners are getting exactly what they deserve.
Yeah, and I think, you know, coming up, we'll talk about kind of where you can find it, how you can watch and listen. I know we haven't talked about that yet, so definitely want to touch on that. And one other thing about, like, before we go, one thing that you mentioned about the schools, the opportunities that they have when it comes to the exclusivity clause to exercise. I just want to reframe that for just a second. Each school has the sole authority to determine which media organization are permitted to cover the broadcast in the regular season and to contract for the broadcast. It doesn't necessarily have to be bid out. So when it comes to their preference, it's the school's opportunity to express in whatever capacity that they want that desire to say, hey, we want you to do this for us.
Right.
And so I just wanted to make that clear, because I know that there has been some confusion amongst that. So I just wanted to clarify that.
We'll come back with Michael Brennan once again here in just a few moments, and we're going to talk about how easy it is for you to be a part of Radio Alabama and our broadcast, not just of high school football, but all season long, how to stream it, and really how to get on board with these student-athletes, not only the student-athletes, but also, as he said, kids in the classroom. And we'll do that more on when we come back on Hit Kicking Country on McCurley in the Morning. Garth Brooks on Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3. Michael Brennan.
What up?
Our executive vice president's in here. Hey, I want to touch on one thing. We talked about sponsors, and yeah, you need sponsor money to make all this happen, and we're so blessed to have not only just a few, but so many at a wide range, and people who believe in what we do so much that I'm going to say, when Lee Perryman came here 14 years ago and started with his station that he grew up and worked in high school with, and we started doing one game a week, you know, and we spread the love around. I'm not going to mention, I don't want to embarrass anybody or give any free pub, but we had one advertiser who came on board right then and has been right there with us for 14 years.
Yeah, that's very true. And we are so thankful for that. And, you know, I think that is a true testament to the product, the vision, the buy-in, if you will, to use some coach speak, of making sure that the sponsors that are on with us, they see it. They understand that. I think people recognize the product when they see it. They understand the level of commitment that there is. If anybody is watching, if they follow along, they know. And we appreciate that more than we can express.
And our motto says that.
Yeah, reaching people making a difference is really what we're all about. That is our vision statement, and we know that is true. That's why we branded it that way. And particularly, we look at high school sports, and we say, yeah, we're reaching people, and we're making a difference. We are reaching people on the air. We're reaching people online. We're reaching people on social media. We're reaching people in so many facets, so many touch points, and we're making a difference in their lives. We're entertaining them. We're informing them, and our sponsors know that too. So it's a double-edged sword. Our sponsors know that they're reaching people and making a difference because they're informing them about what they're doing and what they're needing and what they're wanting to communicate. So this is not by mistake. There is strategy behind what we do, believe it or not. some people may say, no way.
I don't know about this week. We're getting there though.
And look, I would say, you know, if you look under the hood at the best organizations from local to international, nobody is perfect.
No
single organization has it all together. And in that pursuit of perfection, I think it was Vince Lombardi that said this, you're going to strive for excellence. So what we do every day is to make sure that in that pursuit of perfection, we are striving for excellence. We're trying to make sure that what we do is to the highest standard, whatever it may be, whatever we can do to put our best foot forward. Things fall through the cracks. We get it. But as I said earlier, you know, we're going to own up to those mistakes if they happen, and when they happen,
we're all
going to try. Yeah, absolutely. But this opportunity to be able to have this exclusive agreement with all the schools is just something that we can be really proud of and hang our hat on to say, hey, you know, we have recognized that we're doing something really special here, and we look forward to great years of it to come.
Yeah, and you know, this year with the addition of B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville streaming things, I want you to kind of get into streaming, because I'm going to be honest with you. I have a lot of listeners that come up to me in the grocery store or the wherever and around town, and a lot of them are elderly or either older, and they don't understand it. They don't understand sure. how to do it. It's really easy. If they can go to Walmart.com, they can watch a football game.
100%. You know, it's kind of funny. I'm going to pick on Kim Ellison. She was Kim is our business manager. She was here earlier today. We were talking, or yesterday, I should say. Sorry, I'm all over the place. I don't have any sleep. Kim was. We were talking about it. Excuse me. And she said, now, you know, people are going to say, I wonder if we need the email to be able to watch these games. And I said, the email? She said, yeah. And I said, are you sure you don't need any instruction on this, Kim? This is, you mean the internet? And she was like, yes, that's what I meant. And so anyway, no, listen, this is the breakdown of all of this. And we're going to address the elephant in the room, if you will. Traditional over-the-air television, if you have an antenna, if you are getting your television signal that way, you will not be able to watch these games. We do not have a television station, traditional television signal, as we have all known it for the majority of our lifetime. That is not how we are broadcasting these games. If you have cable, you will not be able to watch these games. Okay, so over the air and cable, you will not be able to watch these games. Now, some would say, well, that's disadvantaging so many people who have over-the-air and cable. The reality is it is a very small population, a very small portion mm-hmm. in grand comparison to what the media industry and broadcasting industry is comprised of in 2026, which is why this exclusive partnership is so vital to us. That does not mean that we do not have those people in mind. And we are working on opportunities to be able to help in that way. But for the main point of all of this, we have expanded our coverage more so than what we have in the past. And when we say, okay, well, you know, where can you watch? You know, you can't watch on TV. You still can watch on television, yes. on TV,
yes.
if your TV is a connected television. And most televisions that have been made in the last 10 to 15 years are connected televisions. What does that mean for somebody who is saying, well, how do I watch? If you have a Roku television, an Amazon Fire Stick, an Apple TV, if you have a connected television, meaning that it's a Samsung or a Vizio or a Sony television that has its own menu options on it. And if you can access YouTube, or you can access a browser, or you can cast your phone to your TV mm-hmm. if you're on the same Wi-Fi, all of those are opportunities for you to be able to watch. So we have expanded that opportunity. The basic example, hey, I've got a Roku device, or I've got YouTube, whatever it may be, on my TV. Select the YouTube logo, go to YouTube, type in Silicaga Aggies, B.B. Comer Tigers, your team, fill in the blank. Boom, you're going to get the network, and you can just, boom, stream it right then and there.
Yep.
That's super, super simple. That is the best and easiest way that I can describe that when it comes to video. When it comes to anything else, when it comes to traditional radio, yes, we're still on the radio. We're on the app. You can listen to us on the Radio Alabama app. You can listen to us on the dedicated sports apps. I'm going to talk about that in a second. You can listen to us on Amazon Alexa-enabled smart speakers and devices. So those are all opportunities for you to be able to listen. And the school apps, and on the on-demand broadcast as well. So you can listen anywhere that you get your podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and of course the Radio Alabama app. or website. You can listen to any game on demand afterwards. Now, what does this mean for the schools themselves and for the websites and the apps? I hate to say that we've kind of buried the lead on some of this, David, but this is one of the biggest investments that we're making this year because of this exclusive agreement. Silicaga, Childersburg, BB Comer, and Fayetteville for the first time ever are getting, and minus Silicaga for a second because we've had it for a little bit, but because of that opportunity that they've had and that investment that we've made with them in the past, now BB Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville are getting this. But for the first time ever, these schools are getting amazing professional collegiate level websites that are for their athletic departments. We touched on it a little while ago about other athletic teams getting recognition. That's what this is all about.
Yep.
So you can go on to, for Silicaga, Childersburg, BB Comer, or Fayetteville, the name of the school and the mascot. So Silicaga Aggies, Childersburg Tigers, Comer Tigers, Fayetteville Wolves, .com. You can go to those websites and you can look at rosters, schedules, scores, stories, where to watch and listen. Everything is there. And even if you don't watch and listen on that website, there'll be a place to show you where you can go and watch.
Can I tell you something that's coming that you may not even know about?
Let's go.
Mr. Pinson at Fayetteville High School showed me last Friday night the design that his class has already done, and they're ready for it to start Fayetteville Wolves News 10.
I love it. What is this about?
Tell me about it. It's their class that's going to be participating with us on how to manage this website.
I love it.
Is going to have a News 10 with a wolf with a letterman's jacket on it. I mean,
this is what it's all about. This is the investment that we're talking about and making sure that I said it in the last segment, I'm going to say it again. We would not be able to do what we do if it wasn't for the students and the student athletes. If the students and the student athletes at the end of the day are benefiting from our investment and making sure that they have the opportunities to excel themselves, to be better humans, to be better students, to be better citizens in whatever capacity we can invest in them, that is what it's all about. I love that so much because it resonates with me because that's what I did in high school. I went to our high school principal and parent-teacher organization and I said, hey, I think there's an opportunity here to do some sort of news, video news for the school. And they bought it and they loved it. And we had the opportunity to work with the local, with the Fox affiliate in Mobile to be able to say, hey, let's do this. And the Fox affiliate, guess what? Invested in Mobile Christian, gave us teleprompters, gave us equipment, cameras, all of these things. And it formulated a great partnership. Now, I ended up working there after the fact, after college. That was really a really neat, 360 degree opportunity. But that is exactly. That gives me goosebumps. That's so gratifying to hear. And I'm so thankful that you told me. That's awesome.
Well, and of course, I hope that Michael Brannon has kind of explained things on how we're going to function this year as far as our websites, as far as our athletic events and our exclusivity. I'm going to challenge, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, and you, first of all, you tell me how much you love Hick Kicking Country. I see everybody all the time. If you love our broadcast, it doesn't matter whether you're a BB Comer Tiger fan, a Fayetteville fan, Silicaga, Chillsbury, it doesn't matter. If you cannot figure out how to stream these things, get these apps, I promise you, if you've got a young person, grandchild, niece, nephew that goes to any one of these schools, Michael Brannon, I will tell you, they will beat me to the punch and have this done in about 2 seconds for you.
That's right. And you mentioned the apps. I focused really there on the websites. The apps are also in the App Store and Google Play. So go to the App Store, Google Play, find the respective school apps. It'll be a mirrored image essentially of what you're looking at on the website, and download it and listen for any new updates forthcoming. It's going to be an exciting year. And David, I will say this, I don't normally give out my email address, but I'm going to for the purposes of this. I've already had some people email me regarding the announcement that was made. So bring it on. Please email me if you have a question, if you need assistance. It's mbrannon@radioalabama.net. M for Michael, B-R-A-N-N-O-N @radioalabama.net. I will answer your email. I will help guide you in whatever capacity possible and answer any questions that you may have.
And don't know if you realize this, but in about 56 hours.
Is that all?
We're going to be kicking off the Tiger Bowl.
It's going to be fun.
In Childersburg at the old John Cox Stadium. Hey, thank you for coming in here this morning. And
David, I've enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're ready for football.